Sinai or the Yud Marcher. Okay, I haven't done Chesha Mishpat in a very long time. A person's not allowed to be Mazik someone, and let's put aside the Isser for now. If you're Mazik someone, you have to pay for it. Now, the rule is on the Mu'ad Le'olam, whether it's being Mazik a person or being Mazik property, right? Bein B'Shayig, Bein Roines, Bein B'Rasun, Bein Mezid. So, okay, even if you're an Oines, but Lamaisa, there is an Oines Gomer. There is a level of Oines which is completely unforeseeable, completely unforeseeable, and then you potter even by Adam and Mazik. That's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. It's called Oines Gomer, and of course, very difficult. A Bezdin really would have to make the judgment what level of Oines it was. Because, in other words, if something is, say you're climbing on a ladder, and then you breaks and you fall. So if it's a pshiyos, of course you have to pay if you were mazik something. If it was reasonable to assume that it was strong enough, then you still have to pay. But then, if it was for sure strong enough, and it inexplicably broke. I think in insurance companies, or maybe even in people's shyness, they call it an act of Hashem, an act of GDSD. So there is such a concept here also, I think, I would call it that it's a mamish and oinus gomer. If someone walks onto your property and you're unaware that he came onto your property, so you're not your potter. If even if you were mazik him inadvertently, not if you were mechaven to be mazik him, but if you inadvertently, but you had no reason, you didn't know he was there. That's what I mean. It's not just inadvertent. You have no reason to think like especially someone walks onto your property. You know what I mean? But once you notice him, so even if he has no permission to be there, notice him, then again you would follow the regular rules of the mu'ad le'olam. But if you don't even know he's there, then you would be an Oines Gomer. So there is a level of Oines Gomer, even though the Mamazik is Potter. That's what we paskin, Shulchan Aruch, Ramah. And the question is, when do you reach that Darga to be called Oines Gomer? And as I said, you would probably refer to it as an act of GDSD, an act of the Lord. Okay. So, now we're learning Chavis Halvavus. And we're in Shar HaKaniya, Perek Zion. And he's talking about things which prove to you that a person is a nichna, someone that nichna means someone that's potel to Hashem, really, someone that feels anochi solas v'lo'ish, someone that feels he's not deserving of anything, not in a sad, depressing, sick way, but in a very healthy way, meaning what's healthy. Because he understands that everything's from Hashem and he deserves nothing and he's probably falling short in his avodas Hashem, because the Chavis Halvavus holds that everybody is falling short in their avodas Hashem. So we learned three things so far. The last one was rather long. He talked about, again, these are signs through which one recognizes if someone indeed has this midah of kni or not. The last one was rather long. He talked about, you know, how the reaction if people praise him and the reaction if people say bad things about him. He, the fourth on the list of five things, Hashem, he has a sudden shefa, either b'chachma yaseira, doesn't have to be a sudden event like you win the lottery, but some, he's unusually intelligent, utfuna rabba, osher gadol, oh, covered Eitzel Hamalchus. He's like, good things are happening. He's unusual more than other people, more than the average person. Things that usually, whether it's wealth or brilliance, or covered Eitzel Hamalchus. So the Derech B'nei Odom is l'spar b'hem, his ga'os ba'avuram. The Yishar, and this person remains, like you can't even tell. Can't tell he's different than anyone else. You can't tell he's the Yishor Alinyan Shafluso Kodam Lachain. However, he was a shuffle before. He's the same now. He feels even more humbled towards Hashem because he doesn't feel that he deserves this shefa that he got. He becomes more of a mensch legabi others because he feels even more humbled. He wants to share what he has. That's the next week. Rather, it says, after he became big, so he maintained the shiflus that he had. He was a shofel. He maintained the shiflus that he had before. From a Moshe, the Aaron, v'nachnu mo, the David HaMelech Omer Avol HaShalom, v'nochi solas v'lo ish, oz yizbar matzpuno, we see his kishkes, his inner mind, v'te'omein, and we see that it's borer and clear, kini also. When he reacts that way, when even he has every reason to be misguided over other people, then you know it's truly a nichna. This is the pasuk in Koheles, which Chazal is saying means this: Im ruach hamoshel tale olecha mekomcha al tanach. So he's apparently learning it to mean if something happens in your life that you're now lording over others, in ruach hamoshel tale olecha, you're ola legdula in some way, shape, or form. But mekom chal tanach, don't move away from how you used to act and don't act differently. Okay, we'll stop here.